inbound on 42. Now reporting an odor of smoke in the basement.
Paranoia on my mind, got my mind on the fence. Specifically a composition, cause they never been in opposition, getting violations from the nation, correlating you drastically.
I've been riding around with blood on my lips, with the sun in my eyes, and it's gone on my head.
There don't exist anymore. There's no more public housing in Atlanta, but that's where I grew up. So this summer, my car was parked right next to a sheriff's car. He's like, oh, wait, where are you going? What are you doing? He was like, oh, well, you forgot to pay. And he puts me in handcuffs and sits me down on the curb. We're up for a good 30 minutes just going back and forth. He's yelling at me, I'm yelling at him. And I just get real quiet and like, I'm going to jail. That's it.
College campuses have spread across the country following the resignation of two top officials at the University of Missouri. Students rallied on the campus of Smith College in Massachusetts, Yale University in Connecticut, where more than 1,000 people packed into a forum on race on Wednesday. At Ithaca College in upstate New York, up to 2,000 faculty, students, and staff staged a walkout to call for the resignation of President Tom Rochon. The students lay down on the rainy walkways in a mass die-in. They expressed solidarity with students on other campuses across the country.
All over the nation, both on and off college campuses, we have seen those young and old fighting against injustice. We stand here in solidarity. Our hearts are heavy with the pain of this youth and Yale and Smith, every person of color on a college campus simply because of the color of their skin, the texture of their hair, or their ancestry. This is a problem of the nation. However, how can a campus dedicated to preparing us for the real world not actively foster growth or consciousness of oppression and privilege?
Yes, Pokey.
You just scared the shit out of me.
The protesters accused Ithaca College President Tom Rochon of responding inadequately to racist incidents, including one where an African-American graduate student was repeatedly called a savage by two white male fellow alumni. The incident took place in October during a panel discussion when Tatiana Tsai said she had a savage hunger to succeed.
Lady comes out, she sees me, she's like, what are you doing? What's going on? She's like, of course she paid for her meal, pulls out the receipt, and they just like take the handcuffs and we're like, alright, see you later, bye. I tried to be like strong then, and I got in my car and I just like cried all the way home. My name is June Biche, I'm a biology and chemistry major from Atlanta, Georgia, fourth ward. So I first heard about Silent Sam going on a tour with Timothy McMillan. And he points out every single race landmark on the campus. So that was the first time I was like, this is deep. It's everywhere. It's not just the people. It's ingrained in everything we do on this campus.
I've been riding around with my blood on my lips.
And just walking around and realizing I walked past all this stuff before and nobody said anything. We weren't expecting to say anything.
And so what are these like horrible racist stereotypes that allowed this stuff to be put up?
so much left to me wanting to do something. I can't sit here any longer.
So we're doing a slave narrative reading for 24 hours that's gonna juxtapose
Sound Sand.
Christopher Birch, chief executive of the investment firm Birch Creative Capital, that repeatedly called her a savage, saying, quote, "I love what the savage here said." The protests at Ithaca and elsewhere come amidst ongoing concerns over racism at the University of Missouri. On Wednesday, two men were arrested for allegedly posting social media threats against students of color at the university. The threats included, quote, "I'm going to stand my ground tomorrow and shoot every black person I see," and, quote, "I'm going to shoot any black people tomorrow, so be ready," unquote. The two men arrested are both 19-year-old white college students, but neither is a student at the University of Missouri.
And show, like, what is allowed to be honored on this campus. You know, the voices of slaves aren't really honored. They're not shown, not put up in statues like this. And I think it's important that we have that moment to lift those voices out.
They just staged a sit-in on 12th Ave and 57th Street on the West Side Highway. The West Side Highway is completely shut down in both directions. The police have vehicles for blocks, both police wagons and DOC buses.
Everybody, hey, listen, this is Dr. Furious signing in, letting everybody know that we are rocking out here as part of the Micro Radio Furious George Experience. And here with DJ Nice Mike, we are spotlighting some of the bullshnackle going down, relating to, of course, tonight seems to be about the student uprisings against institutional racism and other forms of crypto-fascist bigotry. And we also like to have some fun here, so we'll try not to make it too crazy. We also have DJ Eddie Abbey in the house, and we're going to be cranking into some new music tonight. There in the background, some Major Lazer stuff, but we also had some fun stuff from Scratcha and Scratch DVA. We also have Tongues in the background, and you can hear all other kinds of cool, crazy music by going to furiousg.blogspot.com for our old shows. And most importantly, go to WCOMFM.org if you can and support the station. I also need to say thanks to my anonymous underwriter, who I deeply appreciate your divine support. It's awesome. Thank you so much. We send this show out to you and all the other fun folks out there who are listening. All right. This song is called Get Free. Enjoy it. We're going to get some more of that stuff, as well as some other crazy sounds. Keep listening. I'm furious.
Officials to resign. On Monday, President Tim Wolf said he's quitting, and Columbia campus chancellor Bowen Lofton announced he will be stepping down by the end of the year in the face of protests over their handling of racism on campus. African American students have staged weeks of demonstrations against what they call a lax response to bigotry and vandalism. For a week, an African-American graduate student named Jonathan Butler staged a hunger strike that he said would only end with Wolf's resignation. Students set up a campus encampment in support of Butler's action. They've dubbed themselves Concerned Student 1950, a reference to the year the school's first black student enrolled. The administration's also faced opposition from graduate students who fought to win back their health coverage and activists who denounced a move to sever ties with Planned Parenthood under Republican pressure. A turning point came on Saturday when African-American players on the University of Missouri's football team joined the protest. In a tweet quoting Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the players wrote, "The athletes of color on the University of Missouri football team truly believe in justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." Accused Ithaca College President Tom Roshan of responding inadequately to racist incidents, including one where an African-American graduate student was repeatedly called a savage by two white male fellow alumni.
All y'all records sound the same. All y'all records sound the same. All y'all records sound the same. All y'all records. records sound the same. All y'all records sound the same. All y'all records sound the same. All y'all records, all y'all records.
The sky was visible within a radius of several hundred miles, and the noise of the impact is heard as far north as invisible. We have dispatched a special motor to the scene. We have our commentator, Carl Phillips, give you a word to speak to the
okay.
Where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are all through the program of
dance.
It just got warm out. This is the shit I've been warned about. I hope that it's storm in the morning. I hope that it's pouring out. I hate crowded beaches. I hate the sound of fireworks. I'm proud of what's worse between knowing it's over and dying first. Cause everybody dies in the summer. When they say goodbye, it's done while it's green. I heard everybody's dying in the summer. So pray to God for a little more strength. I know you scared. You should ask us if we scared too. If you was scared, and we just knew you cared.
As the diameter of what would you say, Professor Pearson? What would you say? What's the diameter of the?
About 30 yards.
About 30 yards. The metal on the sheath is, well, I've never seen anything like it. The color is sort of yellowish white. The curious spectators now are pressing close to the object in spite of the efforts of the police to keep them back. Getting in front of my line of vision. Would you mind standing one side, please, while it is pushing the crowd back? Here's Mr. Wilmoth, owner of the barn here. He may have some business in fact.
Mr. Wilmoth, as much as you remember,
of this rather unusual visitor that dropped in your backyard. Closer, please. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wilmoth.
Live assistant in the radio.
Closer and louder, please.
Pardon?
Louder, please, closer.
Yes. I'm assisting the radio. Kind of drowsy.
I don't give a fuck on ritual.
Professor fellow was talking about Mars, so I was half frozen.
Yes, Mr. Wilmot, and then what happened?
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio, kind of halfway.
Yes, Mr. Wilmot, and then you saw something.
I told him,
well, not first off, I heard something.
And what did you hear?
His sound like this.
Just be honest. You don't want to end up getting lifted.
Kind of like a 4th of July rocket.
Yes, then what?
I turned my head out the window and would have sworn I was dreaming.
Yes?
Seen a kind of greeny streak and then jingle. Something smacked the ground. Knocked me clear out of my chair.
Well, were you frightened, Mr. Willis?
Well, I ain't quite sure. Reckon I was kind of riled.
So, thank you, Mr. Wilmer. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
make them roll. Who's all you can't diss my soul? No, find the exit, no. Man, I be truter, everywhere bluter. No, no boy can't chat shit, no. No boy can't test me, no. Oh, the youth I can test me, no. Why be impress me, no. But me move too fast, them man, I move slow. And man, have the no hydro. Test me and you will die slow.
Now reporting in the order of smoke in the basement.
What are we doing? By the way, that's funny. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard that the German is only the farm where this place has won. I would like to say the atmosphere is back around this fantastic scene. Hundreds of cars are parked in the field, back with the police just trying to rope off the roadway leading into the farm, but to show you.
Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them?
Was removed, quote, due to his negligence toward marginalized students' experience, unquote. The coach and athletic department soon came out in support of the team. The pressure on Wolf then snowballed. The following day, members of the concerned faculty group at the University of Missouri voted to stage a walkout, and the Missouri Students Association, representing 27,000 undergraduates, called on Wolf to resign. On Sunday night, Wolf was still defiant, vowing to stay on. But in a shocking turn of events Monday, Wolf held a news conference to announce his departure.
I'm resigning as president of the University of Missouri system. My motivation in making this decision comes from love. I love MU.
Her strike was over. Addressing supporters, Butler wore a t-shirt that said, quote, I love my blackness and yours.
At the end of all this, after all the letters we've sent, all the in-person interactions, after all the forums we've attended, after all the tweets and DMs that we've sent, telling the administration about our pain, it should not have taken this much. And it is disgusting and vile that we find ourselves in the place that we do. So with that in mind, I give one all glory to God for even allowing me to still stand in this moment. And two, I want to acknowledge that this was not me alone. It was these people that I'm standing on here at the stage with.
I have examples of that in the past couple of years, even from, you know, the NBA players standing up from the Donald Sterling thing to the Missouri football players. You know, athletics, especially in football and basketball, have been so huge economically and socially. Like, the school is almost in ways defined by their athletic departments. If you Google or look out on UNC's Wikipedia page, there's a men's basketball section. So the influence that we have, you know, is probably rivaled by, you know, just the chancellor and a couple other really, really important people. So to be able to make a statement or take a stand for what we believe is right is very important. You know, people will get behind that. And also, I mean, you have to consider the economic factors. You know, if Missouri doesn't play in that football game, they lose a whole bunch of money. So being able to use that to our advantage as players to be able to speak for something that we believe is right is very cool, and I'm glad they did that.
A university associate professor of journalism who just this week wrote an article in the local newspaper about racist remarks directed at her is now being targeted on social media with a fake Twitter account, where the racist insults keep coming. And the student body president says the backlash to the resignation of school president Tim Wolf is in full force.
Students are being threatened. You know, we have administration have been under constant attack and under threats. You know, the ones who have been out here supporting their students like they should be doing.
It's gotten worse since the protest.
Oh, absolutely.
And many people say that tensions and the intimidation have become more intense in recent days. This somewhat threatening letter, which claims that blacks are getting free schooling, showed up in Mary Ratliff's mail last week as campus protests were heating up. Ratliff, a longtime NAACP leader in Missouri, called police, but she also called the letter predictable.
I guess I should be afraid, but I've never really been afraid. You know, I just do what I do. And I can't, you know, I don't think that you can effectively do this work if you're afraid.
And the divisions on campus were also evident during confrontational moments between the media and the student protesters on Monday.
Yeah, can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out.
But it's so slashed and torn.
feel the gravity of the situation.
Hunger striking University of Missouri graduate student Jonathan Butler speaking just after the resignation of University of Missouri president Tim Wolf. For more, we're joined by three guests. Dave Zirin is with us in Washington, sports columnist for The Nation magazine. His latest article, Three Lessons from University of Missouri President Tim Wolf's Resignation. Danielle Walker joins us. She's a master's
historian to highlight how leadership has to be held accountable. When Tim Wolf says that, you know, he loves MU, how can you say that you love MU or that you loved MU when you've had students of color suffering so long underneath your leadership role? And so it's very bittersweet to see all these changes going on in our university, but also understand that this is long overdue and it is time for new leadership to take over the reins and to ensure that they are going to steer now the University of Missouri onto a course that is about diversity, inclusion, and a welcoming environment for all students.
Danielle Walker, can you take us through what took place on your campus, why you created the Racism Lives Here movement? I think for a lot of people, they heard for the first time what was going on at the university yesterday when the president announced he was resigning. But you have been dealing with this for a very long time. Explain what led to this point.
Yes. I've been a student of the University of Missouri since 2008. On my sophomore year, we had the cotton ball incident where white students sprayed cotton balls all over our Black Cultural Center, and our administration's response was that they committed littering and vandalism, not that it was a hate crime. That inaction from there on all the way till now has just been building upon itself. And this fall, our student body president, Peyton Head, was called the N-word while walking on campus, which is a common occurrence for Black students. It's almost normalized and expected that if you are walking on campus at nighttime in Black, be prepared to be called the N-word. And I was absolutely outraged and disgusted that once again, the administration, who I had hoped that when our body president was called this, that they would respond more alert to this, and they didn't.
It wasn't until
I held a rally that I named.
Let me go to Peyton Head, the president of the Missouri Students Association. Head recently told the New York Times there's not enough discussion about the history of systemic oppression at the University of Missouri.
The University of Missouri was founded in 1839 as the first public land-grant institution west of the Mississippi River. Who was building buildings in 1839? Slavery wasn't abolished until 1865. But we don't talk about that history here at the University of Missouri. Who built this campus? Who built the library that's celebrating its centennial this year? Mr. Brady, you know, was for Brady Commons, which was the name of the MU Student Center. You know, he fought to make sure that LGBTQ students could not meet on this campus. It went to the Supreme Court. That's the reason why LGBTQ students can meet on campuses around the nation. But that was the name of our student center. So that's the systematic oppression that I'm talking about.
Peyton Head, the university student president, Danielle Walker, if you could continue with the treatment of African-American students on campus that led to this.
Yeah, once again, all these incidents just seem to be almost a rite of passage for Black students when they enter into the University of Missouri, that they are going to be faced with this hostile racial climate, the lack of sensitivity from their professors when they're trying to have, you know, engaging dialogue in classes when their classmates are invalidating their experiences. I think it's atrocious that all these protests and movements had to get to this point in order to truly bring about change, that a student was willing to give their life in order to bring the necessary attention of what we've been experiencing so long at this university. With Concerned Students 1950 once again articulating this complex history at the university. There are so many tours that goes on in our campus and the history is still being denied, and I think that's why it's important for Peyton Head to shed light on what has been occurring at our campus and why racism, when I said it lives here, because it does, it lives in our history, it's embedded in our traditions and our legacy, but there's never been any formal acknowledgement of this history and how that continues to perpetuate these acts of hate.
Can you talk about one of the latest incidents of a swastika?
Once again, I was deeply disturbed that the only way I was able to find out that this incident occurred on my campus was through Twitter, and that someone tweeted about it. There was no information from officials on our campus or administrators that released any kind of information from the students. It actually, when the tweet happened, it was already a few days past the event. So this is what I'm referring
to. And what actually happened?
In regards to the administration,
in regards to the swastika, this was a swastika that was smeared in feces on a dorm wall. When did it
rabbi.
I'm no man's nigger. I belong to God. Sometimes I didn't eat anything. I never had any bed to sleep in.
As usual in the morning.
My story ends with freedom. Not in the
University of Missouri. And then Hunter Park, who attends Missouri University of Science.
Black boys around the U.S. And then realizing that our lives are so swept under the rug or not cared about. It's kind of like an afterthought to think about black people. That was a big part of me saying, okay, I have to do something. I have to stand up. I have to go protest.
Ah! Ah! You're done!
Yay!
Yes!
I think that's freeing. It's freeing being able to speak your mind and to be one of those people in the room. I think with this movement, the misunderstanding is people want us to have policies. Well, what do you want so that you can shut up? And I don't think racism is that easy. So for me, it's trying to express to people that nothing is good enough until we don't have systemic racism. Usually people are like, it's never gonna happen. Yeah, because you keep thinking it's never gonna happen. No one's trying anything. No, it's not gonna be enough until you stop killing us, and I don't have to worry about being a second class citizen in the U.S.
Of slavery!
Of slavery!
Statues got to go!
Now tell us about Jonathan Butler and what he decided to do almost 2 weeks ago.
I'm not too sure what personally led Jonathan Butler to his decision. I found out just like the majority of the campus 2 weeks ago on Monday morning that he was embarking on this hunger strike. I was definitely concerned about his safety and his health. But understanding that there are many different approaches in order to bring about positive change on our campus, and it's going to take a lot of different angles, a lot of different strategies in order to truly bring change upon the University of Missouri. And that should tell you everything you need to know about the climate here, that it took measures such as willing to give your life in order to truly try to bring about positive change in our campus. Because, you know, Tim Wolf is saying, you know, this is a time for listening. No, we've been talking for a while. There's no need to ask for us to, you know, for you all to listen more. We have been talking. Before I was even at this campus, Black students have been talking. It is time for you all to take action. You are in these roles and these positions of power, and we are holding you accountable, because when you say you are for the students, we are the students. And so Jonathan Butler embarking on his hunger strike was once again showing the dedication and passion of what is occurring on our campus for those who are truly committed to social justice.
And then can you talk about the football team, what the football team did this weekend?
I think the football team was a very strategic and well-needed blow to really, you know, burst open on what has been simmering on the table for a while.
Thank you. the criminalization of black Americans. In it, you're right, they ask why you black males are so militant. Why answer to that? My answer to that would be because they are making us soldiers. Soldiers in a war on humanity. We have nothing to lose and everything to fight for. We are fighting for our people. We are fighting for our right to live. What do you want to change, and what do you think can be changed when it comes to race relations in America at this point?
I think it starts with us as Americans. This is the land of the free, the home of the brave. We have to, you know, we have to live and honor that. I just think, you know, right now is just a time, but you got all these people living in this country and they just don't understand each other. You know what I mean?
The many white people who mean right and in heart want to do right, but there are so few. If 10,000 rattlesnakes was coming down that aisle now, and I had a door here I could shut, and in that 10,000, 1,000 meant right. 1,000 rattlesnakes didn't want to bite me. I knew they were good. Should I let all these rattlesnakes come down, hoping that 1,000 get together and form a shield? Or should I just close the door and stay safe?
I think that
you understand the Viet Cong are not all bad, but America's still dropping bombs. In Hiroshima, the Japan wasn't bad, but she still dropped the bomb. In Korea, they weren't bad, but they still dropped the bomb. So now I'm going to forget the 400 years of lynching and killing and raping and depriving my people of freedom, justice, equality, first fire, last high, the lowest of low, last respected. And I'm going to look at two or three white people who are trying to do right and don't see the other million trying to kill me.
Like it's nothing that's bringing them together. You know, music did, and you know, back in the day, Bob Marley and different things like that, because you know, music preached peace. And,
All right, everybody. Hey, listen, this is DJ Dr. Furious, and we are going to be signing off here relatively soon, having fun with the music and some of the crazy stuff going down in the world, including black uprisings in Mizzou, and as well as here on campus, some incredibly good work going on to tear down Silent Sam and other crazy stuff at UNC. So we had some clips about that and stuff going on there, including stuff from even Marcus Page speaking out as a UNC basketball player about, you know, the power of student athletics, as well as, you know, the football team at Mizzou, how they changed some stuff, changed the game, and lots of other fun stuff. So if you like what you're hearing at Furious George Show, go to furiousg.blogspot.com. You can hear some of our old stuff. You can, you know, check out lots of the old archived shows, or go to Furious, email furiousgeorgeshow@gmail.com and let me know what you think. And most importantly, keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for listening and supporting the station. And go to WCOMFM.org if you can and kick in some cashish. We're just chilling. We're going to have some more fun and go into the next hour. Who knows where we're going to go. We're probably going to get a little less serious as our beers kick in. We're going to be... DJ Nice Mike is going to be nicely casual Mike. Let's see if you can get your mic on. Yeah, Mike. Right now. Lugubrious George and DJ Casual Mike are going to try to get their shizzle to gizzle and buy the show, get the show together before we finish. So thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. Try again. Test. So, if you got any requests, give us a call, 919-929-9601, and see if we can do something for you. Thanks for listening to Mike Power Radio. I'm furious!